inevitably the inflation would go up, the prices would go up to the point at which, you know, it would be as if no one actually had the money in the first place. Now, it would take some time to catch up, especially because they would most likely get this money from borrowing. Now, of course, they're saying they would get it from Jeff Bezos, and that's why all of the particular people on a particular part of the right are cheering about this. But of course, the inevitable, what we've talked about, the inevitable result is going to be inflation and destruction and invariably and inevitably escalation, right? So, you know, when in a democracy especially, what you're going to have is you're going to have the next candidate say they're going to give you $2,000 per month. You know, they'll be the Bernie Sanders of the race. And then, you know, you'll have your Republicans saying, why don't we just keep it at $1,100, right? We'll nominally increase it, right? Come on.
Or you'll get John Kasich, who's like, I'm interested in practical solutions.
So I'll do $1,500.
Trump's budget's only $1,050. Splinter article, Trump slashes UBI.
Yeah.
He hates poor people.
Yeah, it's he wants, you know what Trump really wants is he wants people to die in on the streets because they don't have enough money. That's what he wants by not raising it all the way up to $2,000 to $3,000 a month. And
it's like it's an affront to particular groups.
Right, and it's like they won't learn their lesson because it's gonna be like, well, the real problem, you see, the reason why this whole thing hasn't worked yet, and the reason why this, you know, people aren't experiencing a real increase in their wages and their income. The real reason is because they don't have $5,000 every month. And so that's the real reason this whole thing failed. So we need to raise it to $5,000.
And think about what's going to, and to these people, especially to this particular group that's pushing it. By the way, we could talk about the macroeconomic consequences of this. You know, that inflation would ensue and you would have to constantly raise it, and then also it would not only because people would just want more of the unearned, but also literally practically because inflation would ensue so much to the point where you would have to, you say, oh well, we have to have it tied to inflation, let's not be archaic with this, right? So you know, again, like this would inevitably happen, right? It would get to the point where it's like as if you didn't have $1,000 if they didn't. And because you can't just print money and then, like, give it to a bunch of people as, like, because then you could just make everyone millionaires if that were possible, right? There's a reason why it doesn't work. You devalue the currency, but there's a lag, there's a delay. And so you would this would escalate to the point of utter collapse and catastrophe.
To be fair, there's a difference between just printing money to make everyone millionaires that doesn't already exist versus taxing very wealthy people.
Yeah, but they're never going to...
There
is a difference. But an important part of this, though, is that they're going to say that they're going to get it from taxes and they're not going to get it from taxes.
I'm just saying there's a difference.
Like, even... Okay, no, there's definitely a difference between...
Like I said, I'm not here to talk too much about this. I'm just pointing out...
No, I know.
Okay.
That's 100% true. There is a difference. That's 100% true. There is a difference between the two. But
I would like to acknowledge one thing. The left, even if there is a difference, they literally don't care.
Right.
Or, can you hear me?
Yeah. You cut out there for a second, but you're good.
All right. So, sorry. I saw it cut out too. No, the problem is this. If you were to confront them and you were to give them a whiteboard, and you were to say, look, it just doesn't add up. There's literally no way you can pay for this with the money currently circulating. There's literally no way you can ever do everything you want to do. There's no way.
They would have
no
to tax assets.
They won't. Right. They don't care. Like, they'll say, okay, fine. Well, it's not the moral thing to do is to go along with it. So, sorry. You know, we're more interested in the moral question, not the empirical question. And so they don't really care about what the difference is. They'll just say, fine, we'll print our way out of it, and then we're going to end up like you say, Kevin, even though a lot of people on the right like to bash the Venezuela topic, myself included, if they don't have any other arguments, the truth is we're going to end up like Venezuela, and that's the only way to put it, because there's just going to be a total collapse thanks to printing money and our inability to pay for it, and then, you know, it's going to be a disaster.
I'd take the $1,000 and use it to buy a plane ticket straight out. But what were you sorry, Henry was going
to
say something.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how much it's going to cost, but I wouldn't be surprised, first off, if we, just for the $1,000 a month, have to tax assets.
Yeah.
In other words, seize assets, but tax assets. We'll use that word, to be fair.
Seize the... it just meant tax, sorry.
Tax the means of reduction, actually. So... but I bet you it's going to go up. It's not going to stop at $1,000, obviously. So if you have to start taxing assets from very powerful companies or individuals, that's going to be so destabilizing.
They'll run out of the country. Yeah. No, they'll run out of the country, right? But again, we know this, right? They'll run out of the country.
Mexico is going to be an economic powerhouse in 10 years because of this. Because they're not going to Canada. You know, they're going to Mexico if this happens.
So, and by the way, they'll either run out of the country or they'll stop producing. Or they're going to find some way around it. But let's say even if just out of their patriotic just commitment to this country, that they decide to stay and have half of their money robbed from them that they were saving for their children. Let's be generous. I'm just being generous here. Let's say it's half, right? Let's say it's like only half of their money is being taken, right? Because this is going to be ridiculously expensive, right? This is why, I mean, first of all, this is never going to happen. This is why they're going to just print the money. But let's play along with the narrative that they're not going to print the money and they're going to take it all from taxes, right? So what happens when they deplete it after how many years would it take to deplete, like, all of the wealthy people's money?
Also, they might, like, get more aggressive, so I don't
know. Yeah, and it's like...
They might have an income ceiling.
Yeah.
If they do an income ceiling, it taxes certain income at 100%. Or if they the thing where the wealth tax, where they would continuously tax until you're worth less than $50 million, so they might just seize everything. That they could do that if they wanted it, like, in a decade.
And then
that aggressive, I mean.
And then prices, even if you could take it all from those people, prices would still go up anyway because people have a greater purchasing power. You'd emulate the effects of inflation in many ways. So there's no escaping how horrible this would be, but. This is the thing. This is what I want to get to. A lot of people say it doesn't matter. Actually, before I get to that, there's a particular group, there's a particular part of the right that supports this.
Uh-oh.
That it's interesting because what they don't understand is that there's... If the state is in control of... basically all of their economic leverage and their ability to buy food and stuff, and they see themselves as a particularly demonized group of individuals, what do they think's going to happen when people that they are not in alignment with take over people if they take over the government, right? So if people that they're not ideologically in alignment with take over the government, so even if, let's say it takes 5 years for this to collapse fully and for us to be full-on Venezuela starving to death, let's say it takes 5 years. Well, even before that, if you're on the right and the left is in control of your food, what do you think they're going to do? If you think they're bad with censorship of you online, what do you think's going to happen when they're in control of what food you eat or whether you eat at all? It's like, do you think they're just going to let you get the money too? No. You guys are idiots.
And if they have to start rationing, they're going to cut off your food before they cut off their voters' food.